Dr. America's son, Junior America, came to the dinner table last week wearing a Minnesota Vikings jersey. So Dr. America did what any curious parent would do. He commissioned the crack research team of the American Studies Museum to figure out why. Interviews with Junior America revealed that he wears the jersey because it's cool. And indeed, it must be. It's the fourth best-selling replica jersey in the National Football League. But the crack research team further discovered that millions of Americans outside of Viking land also wear simulated sportswear. This is more than cool. This is almost irrational behavior, which is what makes it so exuberantly interesting to Dr. America. Junior's jersey is purple, with the number 84 back in front and the word moss above the numerals on the back. Moss is not a botanical reference. Randy Moss is a star wide receiver for the Vikings who wears the number 84. And now, on days that Junior's not wearing it, this specific shirt is an artifact in the American Studies Museum, because jerseys like this one can tell us a lot about the social construction of the sports fan role. In the first place, it's interesting that Americans often choose to wear replica jerseys instead of other apparel. We could wear t-shirts or sweatshirts that say, "I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan." We could design a distinctive uniform for fans, as we do for cheerleaders. We could wear replica jerseys with our own names on them. But generally, we don't. Although we are fans, we aren't explicit about the role we play as fans. Instead of wearing our own apparel, we wear imitations of the apparel of the stars, name and number, color and style. The replica jersey affords a sense of identification or impersonation. When we have it on, we have a mysterious relationship with the person whose name is now on our back. It's like a costume, but it's more serious and more magical than that. In some small way, when we wear the replica jersey, we identify with the player who wears the original, and we share his power and prowess. In this way, a souvenir jersey is like a religious relic. The jersey of Randy Moss is in many ways like the Shroud of Turin. In this case, though, we can wear the shroud ourselves, or at least its likeness, so that wearing the uniform fosters our sense of being a member of the team. Indeed, when they dress the part, fans like Junior express their longing for and belonging to a popular consumption community, however contrived or inconsequential. In Minnesota, this sports apparel is understood to be an expression of purple pride, paralleling the numerous colors of pride displayed across America during the football season. In an age of centrifugal forces, tending to draw us apart instead of together, football fandom unites us across boundaries of race and class and, to a lesser extent, gender. It's one notable way that the isolated eyes of American individualism become a we. While fans benefit emotionally from their imitation uniforms, other people benefit economically. As one of the clients of fictional football agent Jerry Maguire says, "Show me the money." The player whose name and number are on the jersey benefits by licensing his name. The team also benefits by this licensing, as does the monopoly we call the National Football League. Retailers benefit by securing a portion of the profit for their businesses. And garment workers in third world countries also reap from what they sow, receiving a few pennies from America's multi-million dollar obsession with football. Each replica jersey, therefore, replicates not just the name and number of a player, but a whole system of production and distribution that is out of sight and out of mind during the big game. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, a Rolling Stone who's wearing no moss.